4.9. James's story.
I was heading home at rush hour a few weeks ago. I was tired and bored, and there was this guy standing beside me reading a book. So I started reading it over his shoulder. It was all about the history of popular social movements. I couldn't see the title, so I asked him what it was called. Surprisingly, he reacted positively and told me the name. He told me that he commuted for 2 hours each day and that he always tried to read something enlightening because it made him feel better about his life and being productive by the time he got home. It was such a nice, unexpected conversation, and it got me thinking about my own reading habits.
Annika's story.
I was getting the last train back home one evening, and I had to wait a long time on the platform, so I started talking to the girl sitting next to me. She was Czech and had just come to the UK with her boyfriend for work. She was a science graduate in the Czech Republic, but was working at a sandwich shop. I suppose in many ways it was a pretty typical story, but she was so upbeat and positive about London and living in the UK. At the end of the journey, she emphasised how good it was to talk and pulled out a sandwich from her bag and gave it to me. I was both shocked and grateful. Maybe my stomach had been rumbling too loudly.
Philippa's story.
I was on the train home today and this young man asked me how my day had been. We talked about the area and iPads and TV and that kind of thing. Then I mentioned the concept of Talk to Me London and encouraged him not to stop talking to people. An older lady in the meantime had sat down by us and thought the fact that we were talking was nice. And then I bumped into an old neighbor from about 10 years ago and we caught up. When he got off the train, the guy opposite me mentioned how nice it was to see us catching up. And then we got talking too. It was exciting. It was contagious. I had a smile on my face for the rest of the day.
Elise's story.
I was standing on a bus, and I would have thought I'd looked unapproachable, but instead, a man sitting close by saw I was carrying a guitar. He gave me a big smile and asked if I'd play him a song. Before long, we were talking about traveling and living in different countries and cities around the world and about music. He was leaving the next day for a few months of travel around South America. Because the man was a small distance away from where I was standing, quite a few people nearby were able to hear us talk, and many of them also joined in. It felt a little surreal, stepping off the bus later, smiling and saying goodbye to a bunch of strangers as though they were longtime friends.